We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. Zucka what? Zucka who? Zucka what? Zucka who?
All right, if the coffee's kicked in already, you can play this game with us. Zucka what? Zucka who? Of course, in light of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg facing Congress this week.
Yeah, he was testifying on Wednesday and Thursday about all the data collection that Facebook does and the privacy around what you share with Facebook and what they do with it. But the people questioning him, the members of Congress, so many of them really have no idea what Facebook is and how it works.
They're confused by all of the internet, I would say.
They're challenged.
What's a message? What's an email? Like, don't even get into DMs with them.
And the parts of it that I watched, and I know Janine and JP, who are going to play this game with us, watched a bunch of it yesterday, too. So tell me if you guys agree with this. The questions that the congressmen and the congresswomen were asking were clearly written by members of their staff or their research teams or whatever and given to them, and they didn't really have a full understanding of what they were asking about. So
you say that's correct, Janine?
Basically. So yeah. Then as the questions keep going, they're like trying to clarify what they just asked.
But they don't know.
They have no idea.
It's like they have Latin in front of them, and they're like, right. Well, the computer with the.
So it was.
That's what I saw.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So for that reason, we have created ourselves a little game.
Zucka what? Zucka who?
Play along as Janine reads out a statement by a congressman or a congresswoman. And it is our job to determine whether this is totally made up or something that person actually said. And if it's something they actually said, JP will identify said
yes.
congressperson and play the actual audio.
So if it's a real question that was asked, you're going to hear this.
Yes, Senator.
And if it's a fake one, you hear this.
No.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Go ahead with the first one, Jeannie.
Question one, quote, what was FaceMash and is it still up and running?
What was what?
FaceMash?
FaceMash.
An app.
And was it still up and running?
Ooh.
What was FaceMash? Was it?
I'm going to say that was a real question asked during the hearing.
Kelly?
I don't think it's real.
I don't think it's a real question.
JP?
Yes, Senator.
That was a real question asked by Representative Billy Long.
What was FaceMash and is it still up and running?
What is FaceMash?
FaceMash was the very original thing that Zuckerberg made while he was in Harvard that compared the women's pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And it was shut down by Harvard after about 3 days.
Got it.
And they want to know if it's still up and running.
Yeah.
What is FaceMash and is it still a thing?
Okay, good impersonation. Can we hear Billy Long again?
Yeah, this is Billy Long.
What was FaceMash and is it still up and running?
What was FaceMash and is it still up and running?
Jen wants to get out of this. Jen, you want to try the second one here?
Hey, Jen in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You ready to play Zucka what? Zucka who?
I'm totally ready.
Okay.
All right. Question two, quote, is Twitter the same as Facebook?
I 100%.
I think that's a real question.
I 100% think that's a real question.
For sure that's real.
Absolutely.
100% real.
All right, it's unanimous. We all think it's real.
Zucka what?
JP?
Zucka who?
Yes, Senator.
That was a real question asked by Senator Lindsey Graham.
Is Twitter the same as what you do?
Is Twitter Facebook?
Twitter the same. Jen, you want to do another one?
Yeah.
All right, bring it.
All right, question three, quote, Mr. Zuckerberg, hypothetically, if someone's VCR won't stop flashing 12, how would you suggest they fix that?
Come on, that's no way. Jen?
No way, that can't be real.
I don't think it's real either.
I don't know.
It's too specific.
I'm starting to question everything.
Zucka who?
No.
That was a fake question.
Fake question.
But still something we've wondered about.
All right, 2 for 2. Jen in Atlanta is 2 for 2. Let's keep her on the team for one more round.
Okay.
All right, question 4, quote, how do I stop getting requests to play Candy Crush?
I think that's real. Honest to God, I think it was said as a joke, but I think that's real.
Jen, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jeff. I think it's real. I mean, I'm torn, but I do think it's real.
I think it's real.
Because I did see one of the congressmen or senators give a shout-out to his son's Instagram account.
No.
Like, kind of as a tongue-in-cheek, but he did it. So I think some of the guys and women got it.
Started to understand the memes that were popping up about them.
Yeah, the memes.
Oh, no.
All right, Jen, I'm sorry. Jen Hobby, what did you say, yes or no?
I'm going with you guys. I think it's real.
Okay, and Kelly Cheese?
I think it's real. I think everybody has always asked that question. How do I stop getting requests for Candy Crush?
Zucka what? Zucka who?
No.
That was a fake question.
Okay. Well, all right. Do you have time for one more in there?
Yeah, one more. All right. Question 5, quote, are you familiar with the term vague booking?
Oh.
I'm going to go with real question from Congress to Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm going
to
go with real question because I think that's something that a congressman would overhear in his office, you know, by one of his, like, 25-year-old law student interns. Going, yeah. She totally vague booked about that party last night.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to throw that in. It sounds right really down. Smart.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Zucka what? Zucka who?
No.
Fake question.
If you're bored and you have some time to kill today at the office, head over to Facebook and look at all the videos that they've posted of Zuckerberg just...
just shaking his head like...
Making the same face that I do when my dad calls to tell me that his iPhone won't turn on. And then I have to say things like, did you charge it? And oh!
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show. On now.
Zucka what? Zucka who? Zucka what? Zucka who?
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had to face Congress this week and answer a bunch of questions about Facebook, privacy, user agreements, whether they're selling your data to everybody on the black market, all kinds of stuff. But the funniest part about it was... that Congress doesn't really get Facebook.
The way it
or the internet.
The way it looked to me it's as though somebody told these congressmen and these senators who are, you know, seasoned, right? But they have in their office 20 and 30-year-olds doing research,
writing questions, yeah.
All that stuff. So the first question they would just ask, and then if there's any clarification or follow-up needed, the women had no idea what they were talking about, and that's where it became beautiful. Like,
that's where the memes came from.
Am I going to screw you guys up if I mention WhatsApp? Like, I don't want to screw up one of your things.
Okay. No, you're good.
There's a messaging service called WhatsApp that Facebook owns, and there is a congressman trying to talk to Mark Zuckerberg about, can Facebook read the messages in WhatsApp? And Mark Zuckerberg kept saying, no. Like, if you're exchanging messages within there, we can't read them. And the guy says, but can something read them? And Zuckerberg's like, no. And the Congress says, well, if I send a message about what's Black Panther, the movie, within WhatsApp, do I get an ad for Black Panther? Mark Zuckerberg says, no, because we can't read them. The congressman's like, so you can't read them. Like, oh, my God. Just stop! All right, so hit us with a quote, Janine, and we'll try to guess whether or not this is really asked of Mark Zuckerberg.
All right, quote, movie studios are having problems with piracy of movies and their products. Not only is this challenging but for their profits, but also their existence. Did you know that was a problem?
That's for sure a real question.
100% mm-hmm. real.
Definitely
100%
real.
100% real.
Zucka what? Zucka who?
Yes, Senator.
Yes. That was asked by Representative Buddy Carter.
The Motion Picture Association of America is having problems with piracy of movies and of their products, and that not only is this challenging their profits, but their very existence. Did you know that that was a problem?
Congressman, I believe that has been an issue for a long time.
It has been.
What does it have to do with anything?
I wouldn't even vote for a guy named Buddy to be on my HOA. No. You know what I mean? Like, outside of a high school election, don't vote for Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy. Vote for Buddy. Who's your buddy, Buddy? That's your buddy.
All right, next question. Quote, if your service is free for everyone, how do you sustain a business model when users don't pay?
Debbie in Sandy Springs, if the service is free, how do you sustain a business model? Did someone really ask Mark Zuckerberg that?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to go with for sure they asked that.
Yeah, I think so too.
I actually heard this, so I know for sure the answer is yes. And Mark Zuckerberg's condescending answer was brilliant.
Zucker what? Zucker who?
Yes, Senator.
That was a real question asked by Senator Orrin Hatch.
How do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?
Senator, we run ads.
That was it.
That's it.
That's it. Good job, Debbie. You want to try another one?
Yes.
Sure.
All right, Janine, give another one to Debbie.
All right, quote, do you ever lose sleep that people get catfished by fake profiles?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. I don't think so.
All right.
Zucker what? Zucker who?
No.
That was a fake question.
Good job. Because it sounded real.
Okay. And then let's bring in Ray and Sandy Spring. Hey, Ray.
Hi.
Hey, want to try this one?
Yes, please.
All right. Janine, give this one to Ray.
All right. Quote, what was the purpose of creating the poke?
I hope that was real.
I am praying was a real question.
I hope that was real. Ray, your thoughts?
I don't know if I believe that the congressmen know about the poke, but, you know, if, as you say, 30-year-olds were writing the initial question, I mean, maybe, sure, yeah, okay, it's real.
I would ask that. Like, if I was writing a question for some old guy grilling Mark Zuckerberg, I'd be like, why'd you do that? Seriously, why'd you do that?
I don't think it's real.
Did you answer yet?
Yeah, I think it's real.
Oh, you do think it's real?
I hope it's real.
Zucker what? Zucker who?
No.
Fake question.
Fake question.
Okay. Can I ask a question? And I need to ask, I'm asking a question in complete serious. This is completely serious.
Okay.
I don't want anyone.
Why are you looking at me?
Actually, can you shut Kelly's mic off?
What? That is not even fair.
You'll understand.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Kelly?
Thank
not
you.
Fair.
Okay, listen, this is in all seriousness.
Okay.
I'm asking a serious question. When I was in college 100 years ago and there was just messaging was just becoming a thing, okay? I'm asking for people to call up and back me up.
Okay.
When messaging was just becoming a thing, if you had two people in computer labs on the same campus where I went to school.
Okay.
You could connect and have conversations. All right? The word that you had to use to connect with the other person was finger.
Okay.
So you would have to go into the thing and you would type in, like, whatever the name of the lab was, / finger hobby, Jen. And then it would pop up on your screen and it would say the name of the computer lab. And then it would say $Jeff requesting finger. And then you would have to accept my finger.
Okay.
And then if you accepted it, then we could chat.
Could you accept multiple fingers?
Yeah, you could, as many as you could handle, you could do it, right?
That had to be just your college.
But it was the protocol for every college, I think. So either,
I feel like that was just your school.
I either completely made that up, which means I should probably go talk to a professional, or that's a real thing. And if it was, can somebody please just call and back me up? Because I'm wondering if maybe that's where poke came from.
Oh, it could have been.
What do you poke with?
Your finger.
Right.
Yeah. So and maybe if you get multiple pokes, multiple fingers. Yeah.
Right. And then you get a super poke. Well, it's too early.
Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.